Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masachas Vachim, Perek Yedalad, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalad. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosas Tobas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher Afan Yerziv Gahal Gon Bikar of Mamish. And we continue with something we started discussing yesterday, which was Mechusar Zman. If he had brought a carbon which is Mechusar Zman outside, he did that Avodah Bechutz, so he's not over for it because anyway it's Mechusar Zman and it's not able to be brought inside. So now we clarify what Mechusar Zman is. The Mishnah says Mechusar Zman Bein Begufay Bein Ba'olav. That could be that it's Mechusar Zman. It's lacking time, whether in it itself, in its own guf, its own body, or in its owners. And yesterday we had explained what it means, mechusar zman begufay, that a brand new baby animal that's born is not allowed to be brought until its eighth day of life. That's mechusar zman if it's brought beforehand. And now we clarify the next part. Ezu mechusar zman abalav. What does that mean? It's mechusar zman with its owners, hazav, vehazava, veyeledes, umitsoira, all these people. Hazav is a man who had some sort of emission come from his body. Hazava is a woman who had an emission come from her body. Yeledes is a woman who gave birth. She's tummy for a certain period of time. Umitsoira is a person who has saras. All these people, shekiru chatosam asham mechutz, if they brought their korban chatos or asham outside, and it was before the time that they were supposed to bring their carbon chatos, p'tur and their potter from bringing it outside, because that's mechusar zman. However, if they brought their carbon oil or shlamim outside, chayavin, they are chayav, because at this point in time that they're bringing this carbon, they are roy, they are fitting to bring the carbon, and therefore they would be chayav for bringing it outside. Now we continue with more examples where a person is not chayav for doing avoida outside. Hamalim b'sar chatos, b'sar asham, b'sar kache kachim, b'sar kachim kalim. Somebody takes the meat from either carbon chatos, asham, kache kachim, or kachim Kalim, and he's mal it outside, he puts it on fire outside, or Meisar Oimer, the leftovers of the carbon Oimer, or Shtei HaLechem, the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, V'lechem Aponim, and Lechem Aponim, the showbreads that are brought every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're distributed to the Kaihanim at the end of the week, Ushir HaMinachas, leftovers of a carbon Mincha, after the Kaimitz was taken from them, and that Kaimitz was burned on the Mizbeach, the leftovers are eaten by the Kaihanim, or HaYotzek, someone who pours oil from a carbon Mincha, HaBoilel, somebody who mixes the oil of the carbon Mincha, HaPoises, somebody who crumbles up the carbon Mincha, that's after it's baked. Some of them have to be crumbled up after that. Or Melech, if he salts the carbon. Hamenef, if he waves parts of the carbon that need to be waved. Hamagish, if he takes a mincha and puts it next to the mizbeach. Hamasadus haShulchan, he organizes the lechem upon him, the loaves of the shulchan. Vametiv zaneiros, or he prepares the neiros in the menorah. Hakaimitz, he takes a fistful from the carbon mincha. Vamakabel damim, or he catches the blood of any regular carbon. If any of these things are done bachutz, outside where they're supposed to be done, potter, he's put from doing that. Why is that? Well, anything that's able to be eaten, such as the case of the meat that we were talking about in the beginning of this whole list, or something that the avodah is not finished yet, for example, arranging the loaves of lechem upon him. That's not the end of the avodah. That's part of it. That's the middle of the process, but it's not the end of the avodah. In all these situations, a person is not chay for doing it outside. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, in chayav and olav, one is not chay for any of these things, lo mishum zaros, not if a non-kain does it, lo mishum tuma, not if a kain who was tummy did it, lo mishum mechus begadim, not if he's mechus begadim, if the kain's not wearing all his big dekuna, lo mishum mechus yidayim raglayim, not if he didn't properly wash his hands or feet. In all these cases, he's not going to be chayiv, even though he passels it by doing the avodah in such a case, but he's still not going to be chayiv misibidei shamayim for doing it in this way. Now moving on to Mishnah Dalad, we have a series of Mishnayas which discuss the whole progression throughout history about where different types of karbonis were allowed to be eaten, which Mamela we're going to see all the way at the end is relevant to this whole discussion of outside versus inside. Mishnah Dalad tells us, Achal Hukam HaMishkan, before the Mishkan was even set up, before it was established, before we ever had the Mishkan in the Midbar, Hayu Abamas Mutaris, Abama, which is a private Mizbeach that was 100% mutter. Somebody want to bring a carbon to Hashem could set up a mizbeach and bring that carbon, no problem. We know that Noach already shechted carbonos to Hashem after he got out of the teva, so the concept of bringing a carbon to Hashem existed for many, many years before we had a mishkan, and the avoid of these carbonos was permitted to be done on a bama, on a private mizbeach, va'avoida ba'bechayres, and the avoida of these carbonos was done with the bechayres, with the firstborns. However, mishukah mishkan, once the mishkan was established, nesru habamos, there now became an isser to bring a private carbon on a bama, on a personal private mizbeach, and it had to be brought in the Mishkan, and v'avoida b'kayhanim, the avoidah is with the kayhanim, only kind of the avoidah, not the b'chayrois, and we know this based off of psukim. Also, kachay kachim nechalim l'fnim min haklayim, kachay kachim, the highest level of kachim, that meat was eaten within the curtains. We know the Mishkan didn't have walls, it just had curtains, so that means within the chatzar of the Mishkan, within the klayim, that's where the kachay kachim was eaten, and kachim kalim, b'chal machne Yisrael, kachim kalim, the lighter types of kachim, such as carbon shlamim, that was eaten throughout all of machne Yisrael, throughout all the camp of Am Yisrael, which surrounded the Mishkan in the Midbar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hay and Vav. Continue to describe this historical progression. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.